Now turn to part 3. Questions 11 to 15. You will hear a radio interview with a university student called Daisy Clark, who has just written her first novel. For each question, circle the correct answer A, B, or C. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Good afternoon, everyone. With me today, I have teenage author Daisy Clark talking to me about her first novel, The Journey. Daisy, you're still a college student, so do you usually write your novels in the evenings when you get back home?
Evenings would be the best time. But the problem is, I find it really difficult to sleep if I work late, and then I can't get up for college the next morning. It starts very early. So what I usually do is fit in some writing before or after lectures. I've got a laptop, so I can write anywhere.
I see. And you write what's called historical fantasy. Why did you choose that kind of story?
I think it was because it gave me the opportunity to use my own ideas. The book takes place in the 12th century, a very interesting time, I think. But there aren't many records of that period, so I didn't have to keep to historical facts.
And The Journey is such an incredible story. Where did the original idea come from?
Well, when you start writing, you're always told to stay with what you know. The idea is actually taken from a game I used to play with my sister when we were kids. And I used my knowledge of other novels to help me with the style. But when it was finished, I wasn't sure it was any good. So I showed it to a friend who told me to send it to a publisher.
Now, I know you go into schools a lot to give talks to teenagers. Why exactly do you think these talks are so popular?
Well, I'm a bit older than the teenagers I go to talk to, but I still remember what it's like to be sitting in class getting rather bored. So I always include stories that teenagers will enjoy and activities they are keen to join in with, even if they're not great fans of literature.
That's great. And are you planning to write another novel?
I'm working on the next one now, but I haven't gotten very far. I know who it's going to be about, but not what it's going to be called. That's usually the last thing I do. I should get started on my research soon. But it'll have to wait until I've finished doing all the TV and radio interviews about the journey.
Of course. Well, thank you for coming in today to tell us all about your work.
Now, listen again.
Good afternoon, everyone. With me today, I have teenage author Daisy Clark talking to me about her first novel, The Journey. Daisy, you're still a college student. So, do you usually write your novels in the evenings when you get back home?
Evenings would be the best time. But the problem is, I find it really difficult to sleep if I work late. And then I can't get up for college the next morning. It starts very early. So, what I usually do is fit in some writing before or after lectures. I've got a laptop, so I can write anywhere.
I see. And you write what's called historical fantasy. Why did you choose that kind of story?
I think it was because it gave me the opportunity to use my own ideas. The book takes place in the 12th century, a very interesting time, I think. But there aren't many records of that period, so I didn't have to keep to historical facts.
And The Journey is such an incredible story. Where did the original idea come from?
Well, when you start writing, you're always told to stay with what you know. The idea is actually taken from a game I used to play with my sister when we were kids, and I used my knowledge of other novels to help me with the style. But when it was finished, I wasn't sure it was any good, so I showed it to a friend who told me to send it to a publisher.
Now, I know you go into schools a lot to give talks to teenagers. Why exactly do you think these talks are so popular?
Well, I'm a bit older than the teenagers I go to talk to, but I still remember what it's like to be sitting in class getting rather bored. So I always include stories that teenagers will enjoy and activities they are keen to join in with, even if they're not great fans of literature.
That's great. And are you planning to write another novel?
I'm working on the next one now, but I haven't gotten very far. I know who it's going to be about, but not what it's going to be called. That's usually the last thing I do. I should get started on my research soon, but it'll have to wait until I've finished doing all the TV and radio interviews about the journey.
Of course. Well, thank you for coming in today to tell us all about your work.
That is the end of part 3.